This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. If lawmakers can't reach a tax compromise by June 30th, many state agencies would face steep budget cuts. Marquita Walters is the Secretary of the Department of Children and Family Services. In the event the legislature fails to replace expiring revenue in a third special session, her department would be cut more than 20%.
The only way that DCFS can take that is to eliminate the SNAP program, the food stamp program in this state.
The food stamp program is largely paid for with federal dollars, but the state helps pay to run the program, which serves about 860,000 people in Louisiana.
64% of the people own SNAP benefits are either elderly, disabled, or children.
If the DCFS budget is cut by 24%, Walter says the program would have to end on January 1st of next year. That would make Louisiana an outlier among other states.
There's never been a state that has terminated its SNAP program. So we would be the only state in the union that didn't have a SNAP program.
The legislature did pass a budget in the final hours of the special session Monday. Governor John Bel Edwards doesn't support that budget because of the cuts it would require. But he urged state agencies to take every necessary precaution and plan for the worst-case scenario. That is what Secretary Walters says she's doing at DCFS.
I think it's incumbent upon me as the executive of this agency to be prepared should I face a 24.2% cut in how many days that I know what I'm going to do. So yeah, we're making plans.
Governor Edwards is expected to call legislators into a third special session before the end of the month in order to raise revenue and avoid major cuts to state agencies. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.